safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Yes. Welcome everybody to the show. You dig? You know what it is. K1's Internet Radio. Thanks for tuning in to the show. I'm your host, Blizzum. Welcome. 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 I don't know what's going to happen on the show tonight. No one can tell with these kind of shows. Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? You feel me? I may have to cut some motherfucker out. So what? I do it all the time on the show. It's frankly, it's becoming the norm around here, what I have to do. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing a lot more music shows than talking. You feel me? You know, building up the artistic side of the show. You feel me? But you know, this show started as a talk show. You feel me? And it graduated into something bigger to help indie artists and stuff like that, which was one of the visions off the top. But tonight, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, it's episode 256. Why people love to hate, all right? 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. That's blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. Also, www.chainlessentertainment.com, all right? Chainlessentertainment.com. You can hear the show from either one. To make it easier though on your computer, so you don't get any feedbacks and loops, you may want to go to the Blog Talk site. Really, the Chainless Entertainment site is easier to listen to the replays. Also, ladies and gentlemen, also, shout out to everybody that's on the phone lines already. I guess V-Day is a touchy subject. Welcome, 318-843-44678 and 718 already. Normally, it takes about 10 minutes to get people on the phone lines. People wait for me to get on here and get my little spill, and then they start calling in. But shout out to you guys. You're already on their own deck. I'm coming to you guys first. You guys are in line. Also, I want to remind you to subscribe to the podcast, all right? Make sure you check out the podcast. It's free. What that does is really lets you get all the shows, all the K1 Internet Radio shows that you may have not heard. This is episode 256, so if it's your first time listening, you got a lot of catching up to do. We got a lot of great music shows and a lot of great talk shows. We cover a wide range of topics, everything from politics to pussy over here on the show. This is uncensored. Uncensored, uncut radio. We only got one rule, ladies and gentlemen. One rule. And that is keep it 100. Please. All right? Please. Don't say what you think is politically correct, what you think a black person should say, what you think a white person should say. None of that matters. None of that matters. How a 30-year-old should think. I don't give a fuck. I don't know how a 30-year-old thinks, because we got all kinds of people that act in crazy ways at 30 years old, and some 15-year-olds that act more mature than 40-year-olds. It is what it is. All we want you to do is give your honest opinion about what we're talking about on the show tonight. That's it. This isn't rocket science, all right? It really isn't. We just want you to say your opinion about what's going to be said on the show tonight. Of course, I plan on disagreeing with most of you motherfuckers. That's okay. That's okay. It depends on your outlook. Let me go ahead and get into it. Episode 256. Why people hate love. Since I already got people on the phone lines, I'm going to go ahead and jump into the synopsis of the show, the blog, if you would. For those of you who've never listened to the show, if this is your first time listening to the show, outside of the music episodes, and I actually do this on the music episodes, I basically type up a little quick blog, a little blast out about what we're talking about on the show. I read that. Ask the questions, go to the phone lines, all right? So that's basically what I'm about to do now. Normally, I kind of lollygag around for about 5 minutes talking about this, that, and the third, running promos and commercials. But since we got people already on the line with their hands raised, I'm going to go ahead and jump right into it. So here we are. And I'm reading now. And we'll go to the phone lines. us human beings, we are emotional creatures, all right? Besides our basic instinct, you know, besides our basic instincts to reproduce, hunt, eat, whatever, it's our laundry list of emotions. Some may call that spirituality or whatever. But that's what makes us truly separate from other mammals. Because, in fact, we are mammals, just like other animals on that planet, on this planet. The number one emotion that can cause joy and pain for us is love, right? Love, love, oh, love. I like love. I like love because that's what makes me feel the way I feel about my kids and make my mama feel the way she feel about me and the way I feel about my brothers. You feel what I'm saying? So I like love. I'm not against love. All right. But love is a strange thing because it can become so many other things. The problem with love, it has a tendency to morph sometimes. Love can become jealousy and hate. The lack of love can cause envy. Today's Valentine's Day, right? And there was something seriously, seriously wrong with my social networks today. Of course, you know, K100 Internet Radio started off as just a plain old Facebook group that just used to go ham about talking about everything, and people was posting music and all that kind of stuff, and then I just graduated and took it over here, all right? So that's basically, we started on Facebook and Twitter and stuff like that. And so social networks are a big part of where we get our information and our discussions and how we spread our word, all right? It's 2012. So, anyway, today, you know, on a day that's supposed to be about love, it's Valentine's Day if you listen to the replay, all right? February 14th, 2012, all right? On a day that's supposed to be about love, I had a news feed and a timeline full of hate. Hate for people that wanted to show their love or that was showed love today. We know Valentine's Day is a commercial holiday. Yeah. Shut the fuck up. Spare me. I know. It's a commercial holiday. So it's Christmas and your damn birthday and Thanksgiving. Still took your fat ass to Kroger. Anyway, back to my point. Okay, we know Valentine's Day is over the top, right? We know that it's a big money day for companies, like people who sell chocolate and flowers, okay? It's one of their big money days. It's cool. It's all good. I'm not the biggest V-Day guy, you feel me? But I have celebrated V-Day in the past, and I'll probably celebrate V-Day in the future. Last year, I spent V-Day with my daughter. Shouts out to her. Right? Well, I'm not a big V-Day guy. I'm not a really big V-Day guy. I feel like, you know, you could, for $40, I've never spent more than $50, but anywhere between $30 and $50, you know, which is something that I pretty much will stick up a stripper's ass any given Saturday. Absolutely. That's a big bottle of Ciroc. Yeah, I'm that guy. We know it's a big money day, whatever, you know what I'm saying? I'm not the biggest V-Day guy, you know, but I'm a V-Day advocate. You can call me the Valentine's Day advocate compared to some of the shit I've seen on Facebook and Twitter today. Seriously. All right? For the past 48 hours, seriously. Look, I'm not saying that I condone spending money you don't have. I don't condone one day out of the year being the barometer of how much a person loves you. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what the day is supposed to be about. But damn, it's just one day. All I want to know is, why is you motherfuckers so mad? Help me out. There's too many of you motherfuckers that's mad about Valentine's Day today. Why the fuck are you mad? Why are you angry that people are celebrating Valentine's Day? If you don't give a fuck about it, okay. But I got motherfuckers. And the crazy part about it is, I got women. 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 Females. They're peacing down. They mad. They mad about Valentine's Day. They mad about it being celebrated. You know what I'm saying? It's just a commercialized day, blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you something before I even go to the first fucking call, all right? Before I even ask the fucking questions, I'm going to keep this shit all the way 100 with motherfuckers tonight, all right? First of all, if you don't believe that women are emotional creatures, you're an idiot. Guy or girl. We're all emotional. Like I said, that's what makes human beings separate from lions, tigers, and bears. Oh, my. Point is this. Women, whatever emotion guys have, unless you a bitch-made nigga, and they out here, the average woman's emotional needs and the way their emotions swing is going to be way greater than most guys. So I'm not understanding, and women are lovey-dovey by nature. Until something happens to make them not be that way, whether it happened a long time ago or it happened last week. By nature, for the most part, this is not 100% across the board. We're going to go with the 90 percentile somewhere up in there. Unless, you know, she was born a certain kind of way or had some kind of traumatic experience. Most of these women on the planet are emotional. They like being loved. They like being showed affection. They like feeling special. Okay? It's how they're hardwired. Just like guys are hardwired to fuck more than one person. But that's another show. It's another show, another topic. We've had it. We'll go there again one day. If you want to, I'll bring it back. But I digress. The point is this, ladies and gentlemen. Valentine's Day, at the end of the day, I don't care about why it started. I simply don't care. I don't want to talk to you about that today. Just like I didn't want to talk to you about the pilgrims on Thanksgiving. Okay? I didn't want to talk to you about that. All I wanted to do was eat that motherfucking cake and that goddamn turkey. So, fuck where it came from, the traditions. I don't want to hear all this motherfucking theological shit about what happened in 14th century Rome. No one cares. I don't tonight. And no one cares today. If that's going to be the basis of your argument about why you hate Valentine's Day, like why you hate Halloween because it was paganistic and blah, 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 when now all it is my motherfucking kids want some motherfucking candy on Halloween and I let them go trick-or-treating. If you got a motherfucking problem with it, fuck you. All this type of shit here. So I don't give a fuck about none of that back there. Fuck all that. We up here, 2012. So, if you got a problem with Valentine's Day, I feel like you should have a problem with the rest of the commercialized holidays. But you pick and choose in the one, and if you're a guy in a relationship, you know, at your demise, trust me, you know what I'm saying? You're picking and choosing to hate the day, the one day, that's supposed to signify love. It's supposed to signify, I like this person, man. You feel me? Whether you love them, like them, whatever. You feel what I'm saying? This day is, and don't get me wrong, people who don't celebrate Valentine's Day, I'm not like, oh, you're just a fucking Grinch, or you're just a fucking hater, and blah, blah. No. But why do you hate it? Why do you hate it? It was, my timeline and newsfeed was full of hate, and it was a lot of bitter females. And I'm wondering what the fuck happened to them, because they're supposed to be the ones that's like, oh, that wasn't that sweet, and yeah. None of that. Fuck them bitches. Them bitches ain't nothing but jump off any motherfucking way. Shit, nigga gonna goddamn probably fuck your friend anyway, bitch. Fuck that shit. This shit commercialized, hoe. Fuck that shit. I don't need a nigga to tell me one day at the motherfucking whole year. Nigga need to love me all motherfucking year. Blah, blah, blah. So it's you bitches I'm at tonight. Make no mistake about it. Oh, I will go in on the broke niggas. And the cheap niggas. We'll get to you in a minute. Maybe in the second hour, fellas. So here we are. I got some questions for you. You want to hear them? Here it goes. Question number one. Do you celebrate V-Day? Why not? Question number two. Do you think most people that bash V-Day have been hurt in the past? Or maybe they're angry because they're alone today? This V-Day. Or maybe last V-Day. Or the V-Day before that. We don't know. Question number three. If you do give gifts on V-Day, what's a good gift to you? And what's a bullshit gift? Monetary value. Some people say, oh, a card is enough. It is. No one even said you had to spend $50. You could spend $20. I walked through Kroger today and I saw some shit like a card, two roses, and a little itty bitty bear. Shit cost $23. Nigga, that's two shots of Patron. They ain't even covered my dance yet. Question number four. Should ladies feel pressured to give gifts on Valentine's Day, just like us, yes, ladies, yes. Should you, if you claim you love that man and you really like Valentine's Day, should you be breaking bread, just as much bread as that guy? Question number four is where controversy comes in. All right, so this is it. And whatever else you want to discuss, you know what I'm saying? The line's open, the bar's open. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about it all. But I just had certain questions that I wanted to ask, and I had certain shit to get off my chest. To the phone lines I go. Welcome. First up, 318. They was on deck before I even logged on. Shouts out to them for that. 318, 538, what's poppin'? Who's this?
It's Willie Will, man, giving thrills.
What's going on, homie?
Willie, man, just listening in, man. Just listening
I appreciate
in,
you.
Man. You all him.
This is pretty much my normal gear when I'm doing talk shows here at K100 Internet Radio. This is our host. This is what I do. So this is the norm. Yeah, you check out some of these archives if you haven't. I'm pretty much ready for war on all of these shows like this. So, welcome to the show, man. Where are you calling from? What is 318? I don't even know where that's from.
318 is Monroe, Shreveport, Louisiana area.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. Louisiana. Okay.
Yeah.
Shreveport. Yeah, it's a lot of people that I fuck with that's from around that area, too. You feel me? So, shouts out to everybody in that area that's checking out the show or whatever. Whoever else. All right, homie. So, first thing, what's your feelings about V-Day? How do you feel about V-Day, first of all?
Valentine's Day is a day that should be carried on every day, you know. They just putting extra perks in it for this day, but it's an everyday thing. Everybody should love every day, you know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If I could, I would get my Valentine something every day, you know. Every day Valentine, every day Christmas, you know, like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
are you on
today,
Facebook and Twitter? You on Facebook and Twitter?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter.
Okay, did you see a lot more than normal? I don't know if it's because the economy and everybody broke or what the problem is, but did you see more than normal people who was just bashing Valentine's Day, especially females? I'm just telling you, that's why I saw in mine.
Yeah, the women, you know, most of all, I think because most of the women, they're getting fat, you know, most of the women, they're getting fat and stuff, you know, so I'm like, they bashing and they just, hey, they just going to eat some ice cream with cookie dough and stuff in it, and I'm like, hey, they mad, man. They ain't got anything else, need to hit the gym, do some jogging, they fat, mad, and ugly, those would be the most of the ones, you know, they get fat, then they get ugly, and damn, they hate everything.
Can you get ugly? I thought you had to be born ugly. Can you get ugly? I don't know.
Yeah. You're so fat, you get ugly, man. That's what women going through these days, man. Obesity rate.
You set me up for a lot of angry women. You set me up for a lot of angry women on the line. Okay, first question specifically. So you do celebrate Valentine's Day. Do you have a Valentine's Day? Did you get somebody something for Valentine's, something this year or what?
Yes, I got my daughter something for Valentine's Day.
Okay, that's cool. I did the same thing last year. I took my daughter out for dinner and bought her a little thing. You feel me? It's okay. I mean, the thing about it is, the problem is people make it seem like you have to be a married person or you have to be in a relationship or something. I had to go back and forth with some motherfuckers on Facebook today about somebody getting a gift that wasn't in a relationship, and they tried to make it seem like, well, why they get a gift? Bitch, why not? We'll get into that.
Why not spread the love? It's the day of love, you know.
Yeah.
It's the day of love.
I told them to call in. And we're gonna see if they bold enough. Question number two: do you think most people that bash Valentine's Day have been hurt in the past, or do you think they angry because they're alone on Valentine's Day today, right now? Are they mad? Is that the problem? What we seeing?
You know, it's more than likely a mixture of both, because they're mad and they don't have anybody in the. The main reason probably why they don't have anybody is because they're mad and they don't know why. And it just comes boils down to the attitude of most people these days.
Okay. All right. Question number three. What do you think is a bullshit gift? Like, if you got a chick, you got a girl, right? What do you think would be a good gift to give? What would be something that you feel like if a dude gave his girl that shit, you'd be like, damn, nigga, that's a real bullshit-ass gift. Or should a woman be grateful for anything she get, no matter what it is? He thought about it today. He did, whether it's a card, one rose, whatever. He thought about it, and it's a thought that counts. Or you know, what do you feel about that?
I feel like if it's a nigga, a guy that don't never have no money, You know, and he just pop up out the blue with the card, you know, with a dollar in it, with a tulip and things like that.
A dollar in the card.
She should be damn well happy. Yeah, a dollar in a tulip. She should be damn well happy.
All right.
You know,
a dollar in a tulip, lady. A dollar in a tulip. You heard it here first. A dollar in a tulip. Hey, but, I mean, you're right, though, bro. The thought that counts. Of course, we're going to have some of the ladies that are going to be like, nigga, fuck you talking about. I'm just telling you what they're going to say when they get on the phone. You feel what I'm saying? They're going to be like, that's that fuck shit. Nigga, you a cheap-ass nigga. And that's what's going to happen in a minute.
But
when they get
I
on
got
the-
another side of it, too, you know.
Okay.
I got another side. You established. You got the job. You go to work every day. You got the income taxes and things. You know, you should drop 100, 200, 300 on your love, you know, make a love know, you know. Just go all out.
Whoa.
I'm just saying, go all out. If you can go all out, go all out on that day. That's what the day for, to show your love to your boo.
200 or 300 to you is the equivalent to the average working man. Let's say you make old 40-50 grand a year. You know, you got bills. You know, you got savings and stuff. A little small for a little something. You know, okay, maybe you know $200, $100. You know, that's like the flowers and stuff, and then the dinner on top of that. It'll all accumulate to about 100 or something. That's nothing.
Well,
again.
I'm
spend
saying.
That. I spend that. I spend at least that every time I go to a strip club. I haven't been to a strip club in 2 years and didn't spend $100. It's just not happening. That's why I don't really go that often. So this is me, okay? I understand what you're saying, but, you know, it all depends on everybody's pocket. But if you got it, I guess there really is no limit. See, this is what all the fucking women going to get on the line. Ain't no limit to love. You should spend whatever. Whatever you feel make her happy. Go ahead on. Quit being chick nip. Ain't doing nothing but give a nigga a card and a blowjob. Bitch, you ain't spent nothing. Okay, I'm getting beside myself. Next question. All right. Should ladies feel pressure to give Valentine's Day gifts to their man, just like we feel pressure by society? If we don't feel pressured by her, we feel pressured by society. And that's another motherfucking point, ladies and gentlemen. All you motherfucking women out here talking about, oh, I ain't put no pressure on him to give me nothing. He ain't got to give me. You know what? You ain't have to put the pressure on the motherfucker to marry you. But still, he can't just live and shack up with you forever. Why? The society said we can't do it but for so long, nigga. That's why. We're going to have to goddamn tie the knot at some point. And that's why we feel that pressure for Valentine's Day. Even if you ain't making no big deal about it. We know what's really going on behind the scenes, behind those eyes. You think we don't motherfucking know? Just because you ain't said shit? You know?
Yeah.
Fuck out of here. Because you don't say shit don't mean we don't know that pressure and we don't feel that fucking pressure. It's there still. Society made the pressure.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm getting beside myself again. I'm on a rant tonight. I'm gonna be on one all night. Go ahead. That was the last question. What do you think? Should women buy guys Valentine's Day gifts? Same. What you think?
It's a saying that's going on. You know, anything that he can do, I can do better. So I'm like, prove it. You know,
that's
the bottom line. Yeah,
so,
prove it.
So you think she should spend just as much on you as you
just
spend on
as
her?
Much. Equal opportunity.
And
talking about these women laws.
Yeah, I went back and forth with some people on Facebook today. Next up, Big Bully Streets. He's going. I don't even know what Big Bully Streets is about to say. I don't know what my Shriz is about to say, but he's up next. Then we got a female on the line. Let me tell you this about what you just said. You feel me? You know about the equal thing. I was on Facebook today and. When I posted about this show on one of the posts on one of the friends' page, you know, it was a long, drawn-out thing about, you know, equal opportunity, whatever. And one of the chicks was like, you know, well, women make less money than men. So, of course, you know, since we aren't equal like that right there, of course we should get a little bit more. We the woman. It's really our day. But from everything I always said, you know, Valentine's Day was for lovers. Plural.
Yeah.
Guys, girls.
Tango.
Yeah. Take two to tango. And this is all ingrained into the way society thinks about women and men. It's the reason why women get in the club free. and get men to buy them drinks. We pay to get in the club, and then they expect us to get them a drink. Because we're supposed to be the pursuers. We're supposed to be the ones that chase them because they're the weaker sex. But they want to have their cake and eat it too and say, well, we want equal pay. Whoa. If y'all want to be the sex, get all the Valentine's Day gifts, then y'all motherfuckers can make a couple dollars less an hour. I made everybody mad when I said that, though. That's not right. I guess that's not right. I don't know. Yes. I'm going to ask the equal pay. As long as you motherfuckers want the door held open and you want the goddamn $200 gifts and we get the card and the blow job, you make $10 an hour for the job we make $15 for. Take it! Or we can make this thing all the way equal across the board, ladies. I'm for that. Yeah. Are you going to hang on, man? Because I got a lot of people on the phones with their hands up and they want to talk about Valentine's Day. What you think? All right. You ready? You gonna stand by?
Yeah, I'll stand by.
Stand by. Let's see what Big Bully Streets. Bully Streets!
No.
Go Bully Cuomo. And what's happening?
What's happening?
Big Bully Streets. If you need some promotions done, you need to fuck with him. For all you people who can't go out tonight because Valentine's Day, you got to work tonight or whatever, come to Lucky Lounge on Fridays.
Absolutely, yes.
Holla at my homie right here. He can get you in free and get you some free drinks. Holla at him.
Absolutely.
All right, homie. Episode 256.
Yes. Another episode, man. Shout out to my man Blizzard, man, doing a real big with this K100 thing, man, taking it to a whole nother level. Doing it for the independent artists, man. Salute, my G. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. And it is. The music side is growing rapidly. But, you know, I can't abandon the good old shit talking.
Hey. The good old shit talking. Love it.
All right. So here we go, homie. Episode 256. Why people hate love. And this is where I'm at with it. Okay, first of all, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Did you notice the anonymous amount of women on your timeline, because I know you Twitter a lot, you don't really Facebook, but you Twitter. Did you see a lot of bitter women, bitter about Valentine's Day, or was it just me?
Nah, it wasn't just you. I think, you know, looking at the whole Twitter world, the way I see it, I could definitely confirm that it's fact that there was more bitter women. I don't know if there's more bitter women this year. Maybe it's always that bitter. I mean, we never was in the Twitter like we are right now. But it was shockingly bitter from the females.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Shockingly. I was shocked by the negativity that I've seen today on Twitter.
And why do you think, okay, before I even ask you the question, what do you think is, why is that? What do you think?
Why is that? You know, because I have no idea. You know, I never tried to understand women. I have no idea. I don't know what's behind it. I have no idea, my G.
It's a task. I have to try. I try to for sakes of just my own sanity and also for the show. Since I started doing K100, I've tried to explore it and talk about it a lot. And sometimes it comes back full circle to, like, who knows?
Right.
Most times. But I don't know why. I don't know why the women were so bitter today. I don't know why for the past 48 hours they've had such a problem with people who are celebrating it. Either they took to me on my timeline and feed, they either took issue with the day itself, or there are a lot of them was like, you should show love more than just one day. So that was a lot of the ones that I saw. It's more than just one day. More than just one day. Everybody, Are you fucking retarded? Everybody knows it's more than one day. Everybody knows your fucking fat ass eat more than one day, but you eat a lot of fucking bitch.
That's true, though. Yeah, that's true. You know, the I guess Valentine's Day is the day that you focus on that love. It's the only day that we really have to focus, because, you know, doing, you know, your lifestyle, your whole life, you know, the days pass by, you know, you get caught up in work, your children, you know, your career, this and that. Sometimes you take your lady or your man for granted. And, you know, it's only right that, you know, you have a day set aside for you and your loved one to, or your significant other, to celebrate the union that y'all have.
Right.
Which is what it's supposed to be.
Exactly. So the bitterness and why they're mad, I just wasn't understanding. And that excuse of why they not celebrating, or that excuse of why they tweeted that negative tweet, or that excuse is why they posted that negative post on Facebook, was like, is that why? Is that your reason? Because it's supposed to be more than one day? Is that why you felt the need to say, this is too much, y'all tripping off Valentine's Day, it's just another day? Is that why you feel that way? Really? I don't think so, bitch. You mad about something else, and you don't want to tell the people what it is. That's what I think.
Well, what is it? What you think it is, my G?
I'm gonna tell you right now.
Why do you think? What you think is going on?
I think most of the ones that are mad because they're lonely, or because they got shitted on in life by their baby daddies, or some niggas, or whatever. Listen to me. Let me say one thing real quick. I gotta be fair to my women, and I'm not. I don't know what white women are saying, because like 95% of my friends on Facebook are black, or black people, black males or black females. You feel me? So this is what I'm saying for my sisters. And in their defense, a lot of them at this point have a right to be bitter. We as men have been failing. This generation of men, we are failing. Our generation streets, we're failing at being men. You feel me? We're leaving these women in very fucked up situations and predicaments, raising our kids on our own while we lock the fuck up, or while we going out doing too much. We're not taking care of our responsibilities. A lot of us aren't. A lot of us aren't. That's just a fact. And so a lot of these women are bitter. And I think that general bitterness is pouring out on a day that's meant to show love, because they're mad. Even though a lot of them put themselves in that situation. It is.
Right.
It is. I think that has a lot to do with what's going on. Honestly, just in general. You feel me? But let me ask you these specific questions, and I'll go to the next caller, which is a female Michigan girl. 904, you after that. 404-668, you after that. All right. Shout out to all my phone lines are like swole. Shout out. I'm just going down the list, ladies and gentlemen. Please be patient with me. I'll try to speed it up a little bit. Okay, Streets. Do you celebrate V-Day?
Yeah.
Why not? Do you celebrate V-Day?
Yes, I celebrate V-Day, man. I think it's very important to celebrate V-Day. I've always had somebody, or Valentine's, or a specific person that I was into a little more than the others on V-Day. And yes, I do celebrate V-Day. And you know, luckily for me, I only fuck with real chicks, so it's not as a hassle. Like, I be seeing a lot of my friends, a lot of these niggas out on the street running around like crazy trying to make everything perfect. But, you know, luckily I fuck with real chicks that, you know, just want some attention, some time, you know what I mean? You know, maybe they want a gift, maybe they don't, but they're not pressuring for no gift or nothing like that. You know what I mean? So
right.
I do celebrate Valentine's, because it's no stress involved in it on my part.
It shouldn't be. See, Valentine's Day shouldn't be stressful. Christmas, I don't know why, but for some reason, Christmas is stressful as fuck to me. You know what I'm saying? I got kids. Once my kids get a certain age, Christmas is probably going to be stopped being stressful, because I never was stressed on Christmas until I had kids. Once my kids get old, teenagers, I think Christmas will be a lot less stressful for me. And it's just not, you know, as long as the woman ain't pressuring you, making it feel like if you don't do something, we're going to break up, or it's going to be a problem or whatever. You feel me? And if she's grateful for whatever it is that you can do or whatever, I feel like this should be the least stressful of these commercialized holidays. And it is commercialized.
Right. It should be, but it's not. It is so not. No. And
okay.
The females make it even worse, because, you know, they got to show off. They want to show up. They want to put on. They want to show out what their man did for them. You know what I'm saying? And,
yeah.
You know, everybody ain't able to do like the next man. Or not even have to be able, but, you know, maybe he just didn't want to. Maybe guy A went all out. You know what I mean? Does that mean that guy B loves his lady less?
Right.
I don't think so.
It doesn't mean that.
You know what I mean?
That's the thing about it. And this is the thing. You feel me? My homie Connie, my homegirl Connie, from Rising Star, she says she's on the line. I'm going to try and jump to her as soon as I find out which one of these numbers, because I got way too many numbers. Connie, ask me back on Facebook. I don't know which one is you. I got a whole bunch of people. I got to scroll down and find you, baby. But I'm coming to Connie ASAP, because I want to get her opinion also from Rising Stars too. And she's a female, so I want to make sure I get her on the line. Next question, Streets.
Right up.
What do you think is a cheap ass gift from a guy? Or is there such thing as a cheap ass gift? You feel me?
Nah,
now before Connie gets on the phone, Connie has professed on Facebook today that she's spoiled. Hoorah.
Mm-hmm.
Connie is spoiled, ladies and gentlemen. Before Connie comes on the phone, her man spoils the hell out of her, she said. And that's cool. I got no problem with
that's
that.
Fine.
That's fine. You know, if he got it like that, Charlie,
fine with
you,
that.
We're fine with that too. If he got it like that, you know what I'm saying? But
right.
But what is a cheap gift? If it's Valentine's Day and you're giving whoever it is that you're feeling like that something, whatever it is should be appreciated, right? Even if it's a tennis bracelet, you know, if he went to Jared or if he went to Walmart and got a car. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't what matter. There is no such thing as a cheap gift, in my opinion. I mean, some people go all out and try to, you know, I know those situations where nigga went all out on Valentine's Day, you know, got the luxurious gift and whatnot, and then, you know, turned around and had that, you know, come to me and ask me for some money so we could pay his light bill. You feel me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, I don't think that it shouldn't even be about the gift giving. Should be about the union, you know, y'all getting together, spending time together, and talking about where y'all going, talking about where y'all been, making a stronger connection. You know, the relationship after Valentine's Day should be even stronger than it was before Valentine's Day. It's more than just about the gift. And anybody that I can't respect, male or female, anybody that thinks that it is about the gift,
right?
Connie
exactly.
Included.
Exactly.
Connie included.
I don't think Connie thinks that it's just about the gift. I think that she's just spoiled and she don't realize how many motherfucking women out here ain't.
Well, I blasted, though. That's all I'm saying. Well, I put the pressure. See, when you blasted, now you make the chick that really didn't give a fuck, you don't fuck. You feel me? So I blasted like that, you know? If your man's doing all this for you, why brag, Connie? Because, you know, that makes the next bitch, you know, now she might be trying to scheme on your man because your man's calling bitches. You feel me? Why even bring that to the light? You know what I mean? Keep that shit behind closed doors. Keep that shit in the bedroom.
See what they want to. You know how many pictures people, they want to stunt. When they get it, it's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. That's a version of that. That's
the
version of it. All right, real quick before I go to Connie. All right. Should ladies feel pressured? And it's kind of good. Ladies feel pressured.
I can't hear you when you win it out.
Should women feel the same kind of gift as a guy gives on Valentine's Day? Like, you know, if a guy gives her a $200 gift, she should be worried about giving him a $200 gift, basically.
Absolutely. I mean, why not? When did it become that day? That's what I don't understand. From my standpoint, everything is equal. We all got equal holidays. We all celebrate Christmas, Thanksgiving. There's a Mother's Day and there's a Father's Day. So when did Valentine's Day just become their day?
Right.
The day is supposed to be for lovers, for everybody. So if you expect him to go all out, then you best be going all out to dinner, so.
Okay.
Please.
All right. And for the women who feel like, you know, it should be a little bit more leaning towards the women.
Fuck them bitches that think that it's about them on this day.
It's about both.
Motherfucker.
Right?
If I can't stand a bitch like that, think about it, about you, bitch. Why? We in the shit together. Why the shit about you? Yo, fucker.
Well, let's see what the women have to say about that, Bully Streets. Stand by.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, so I'm going to go to the home. I'm going to go to my homegirl, Connie. Connie.
Hello, everybody. Good evening.
Welcome to K1's Internet Radio.
Yes.
I'm going to go ahead and get on the line.
Caller.
Yes, Michigan girl, you're next. I'm taking another female after you. Michigan girl, you're next after this. I wanted to get Connie on the line. All right, so Connie, who is, you know, rising stars. Tell people about you, Connie, real quick, because I got people that's in the industry that always listen to my show. Tell them who you are real quick. Go ahead.
Yes, absolutely. I am an actual producer of a reality TV show that I'm shopping to major networks right now. It's about independent artists, so it fits perfectly for the concept of your show. So my show, it doesn't matter what you do. If you rap, you're a gospel artist, pop, rock, doesn't matter. What we're trying to do is put all these individuals into a house, and then they will do, you know, competitions, whether it's talent-based or business structure. And then we'll just pick them off, and we'll find the rising star. But
right, so basically,
it's kind of like making the band meets Real World meets The Voice.
Okay, Puffy, the band meets Real World, and that's
meets
what's happening. With
All right.
That's right.
Okay. Let's go ahead and get down to the get down. Episode 256, ladies and gentlemen. Ah, yes. Why people hate love. Now, Connie had a post on Facebook, and she said that she didn't understand. It was a lot of bitterness going on your page, Connie. You know, you yourself said that you saw a lot of the bitterness coming from the women. And that's what I'm addressing today on the show. Why do people love to hate Valentine's Day? Why do we have so many people that take issue with this day? They got to admit, I see a lot of people say, it's just over-commercialized, whatever. But these same motherfuckers were sitting their ass spending $100 on motherfucking groceries for Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
You bought Christmas gifts. You balled out and spent the stack on your birthday. None of those days are technically special. That's all been commercialized. But you want to pick on the Valentine, and I'm seeing more women than I expect to. Maybe I didn't even pay attention last year. But this year, I don't know, because the recession done cut deeper and niggas ain't got no money. I don't know what the problem is. But it's a lot of motherfucking women that's mad at Valentine's Day. Not at, because they just mad at Valentine's Day. Like, fuck Valentine's Day. I'm not understanding. Right. Can you help us out before I go any further?
I saw it on my timeline. It was either F Valentine's Day or I can't wait for this day to be over. It's too commercialized. I don't care. F your flowers. I mean, it was really, I was like, oh, my gosh. Even on Twitter. I don't know if I paid attention last year or the year before that. I don't know what I was doing, but it was just over and over and over again. And as you mentioned previously, I think it's a combination of so many different things that just goes on in one's life, because this is one day. What other days do we have that focus on love? We have the birth of Christ. We have the death of Christ. We have the America's independence. We have all these different days that highlight different things, but this is the one day, other than maybe your anniversary, or, you know, that highlights love. This is supposed to be about love and showing love. And as we said on Facebook, you know, we were all going back and forth, it's more so geared to the woman. So if you're a woman and you've been scarred by a man a few times, and maybe some children have come out of that, and so this is the day, and there's nobody in your life, but there's a girl next to you in her cubicle. She's got balloons. She's got flowers. She's got, you know, I'm going to get my nails done, my hair done. You just feel less than as a woman. Now, I've had a Valentine my whole life, so I don't know what that feels like, but I'm a woman. You know what I'm saying? So, and so this is just that one day that highlights all of that. So
let me
tomorrow,
stop. Let me stop you. Let me back up. Correct me if I'm wrong, but did you just say that makes you feel like less of a woman?
Not less as a woman. You're always going to be a woman. Your genes never change. Your genetic makeup never changes. But you may feel like, you just feel like nobody's appreciating me on this day. Whether it could be your ex, and you just thinking about how much you hate that nigga. That day, you know, that day you just, everything is just so highlighted. You're overly sensitive on this day. Because you didn't get any flowers. No one's taking you to dinner. You didn't have to get your hair done. No one went out of their way to go to flowers.com and send them to your job to make you feel special. You're just sitting there, so you go to your Facebook, and it comes out, F Valentine's Day. I don't care. And it was just overly. So, like, it could be the economy. It could be people just aren't dating anymore. They're not falling in love. Like, you know, so...
Right.
People
obviously aren't falling in love anymore because no one's getting married in the black community.
Oh yeah, and that's another topic.
That's a whole other topic that I can have,
that's
and I plan on having it. But just so obviously, amore, as they call it, amore is not so prevalent in the black community. But like I said, that's a whole nother show as to why that is. You feel what I'm saying? We can do a whole 4-hour show on that specifically. Let me get to the next part of the questions, all right? The one that me and you, I think we don't necessarily see too much eye to eye on.
Well, you know, me and you, sometimes we be on the same page. Sometimes
we agree about Obama.
Yeah, we agree on some things. It's intellectual therapy. We go back and forth, but it's good. It's all in fun and education and whatever. So what's the next question?
So let me ask you this: Should women get the guy spend as much on the guy on Valentine's Day as she gets spent on her?
Absolutely. absolutely. I've never not bought a gift, so I have no idea who it is.
Not bought a gift. Do you buy and spend as much as your man?
I'm a classy woman, so
what
I don't buy anything cheap or to my standard. I don't know what he's going to buy. Okay, let me back up. I've been married for 9 years. I've been with the same person for 11. So we know our taste. We know our budget. We know what we do. So I know he's going to buy me some, you know, something expensive. Then I do something the same. That's just what I do, but I'm not cheap at all. He's not cheap. And I don't buy anything that's sub-quality, you know. I just don't
but
do that.
But it still sounds like you're not buying. You're not spending as much, though.
But we're married. It comes from the same pot. Like, it's a little bit different for me because I'm married.
It's
coming from the same pot. So if he
you're
buys
married,
me...
That changes. That changes at that point. So at that point...
That changes everything.
So you're telling me when you get married, you know, since it's kind of from the same pot, then technically what he's spending is what it is, and then everything else, you know, either.
Yeah, it's like, it's all the same pot.
That's
so if you're just dating and you have your own bank account and your own job and you're like, okay, you know, I've been there. It was many, many moons ago, but but I just do that. Even if I go to a birthday party, I'm the one always with the gift. I don't never go in. I'm just classy like that because I believe you should always do that. So even if it's three or four small gifts, I do that. But I'm creative. You know what I'm saying? I don't never just throw a nigga some cologne here, nigga. No, I don't do that.
All right, so what if he just gets creative and makes you a little card out of, you know, nice little cardboard card with a nice little pen and, you know. And
I love it.
I'm not bothered by that.
Now, you know that I'm spoiled. I heard you say that. Connie's spoiled. Connie's super spoiled.
You're spoiled, not me. Those were your words, not mine.
I heard you mention that I was spoiled because that's what I said. No, I am. But blame my daddy, blame my husband. That's just what happened. But we've been together for so long.
Do you realize that you're in the minority when you say you're spoiled like that? Do you realize that? I think that's what people have to understand. Women like you have to understand, and this is what Streets was just saying. You are in the minority. Most black women, and it's sad, but first of all, most black women aren't even married. That's the first thing. Second of all, even if they are married, their man might not even have a job or might not be able to spoil them. And even if he does, he might just be a nigga and just don't fucking do it. And so the fact that you have that right there, I think what Streets was saying, maybe you should be mindful of that, and maybe we're being too hard on these women out here who are here struggling. Maybe should we be falling back and saying, you know what, sister, go ahead, let it out. Go ahead. If go ahead and let it out. Tell the world why you're mad. Or am I wrong for calling them out today on the show? Because I already know they're going through a lot of shit.
You were a little harsh because we don't know everybody's particular situation. There are those that are just bitter bitches that have nothing better else to do but be evil.
That's right.
They're man bashers.
Right.
Nothing good is ever going to come to them. Everything is hateful, negative. They can't keep no friends. I mean, we have those. But then we have those women that, like you said, we don't know what happened. They dude is in jail. They done together. He done had 2-3 other children. You know, she the only one working, trying to go to school, take care of these children, whatever it is. So just to go hard on everybody collectively and not knowing their situation, I think we should just...
When I made that statement, it
was just too much. Right. I was like, some of y'all are tripping. And I knew some of these people.
All right,
I know some of their situations. And I'm just like, you're tripping.
Was any of it justified? You feel?
That's what I said.
Was it justified? Should they have the right to feel that way?
What you eat don't make me shit. At the end of the day, I honestly, if you don't have a gift, then you just don't have a gift. But the ones that I know their particular situation, of course I got love for you. Of course I understand. I thank God that I don't have to be in your shoes. So I'm a little bit more empathetic to your situation. But the ones that are just bitter, these are the ones that every day they got something negative to say. Every day is hate.
You know why you feel sorry for them, Connie? You know why?
Why?
You know why? Because you pee sitting down. But I don't. I pee standing up. Y'all women get it together and stop being bitter. Stop it. Stop it. You're not making yourself attractive. It might have been a guy that was on Facebook who might have been digging you, but he's looking at you right now and saying, wow, really? She said all that? Wow, she really don't. No, that's not really what we want to see in a woman. Not for a woman, for a jump off, somebody we want to smash. We don't care what kind of emotional train, what kind of emotions she had. We just want to fuck. We don't care. But when we're looking for a girlfriend, when we're looking for a wife, we do care. We do care how much of a woman you are. And if you constantly on Facebook and Twitter bashing the one day that signifies love, then we're feeling like shit. You feel like that about love, shit, you can't love a nigga. How you going to love me? And so they really setting themselves up for failure.
That may be true.
Absolutely positively. Trust me. I'm a guy. I know. All
maybe
right?
Maybe true.
All right. Stand by. All right?
All right.
All right. Thanks for calling, though. I appreciate it. All right?
Have a good one.
Rising Stars cast on here. Stand by, because I'm pretty sure I got about 15 people with their hands up. I'm pretty sure you're going to hear some interesting opinions. Stand by. All right?
No problem.
All right. Michigan girl.
I can't talk right now. What's
say what?
Up? I can't talk right now.
Oh, all right. Okay. I'll come back to Michigan girl. She can't talk right now. She had her hand up, but she took her hand off the one, but I thought for some reason that was it. Okay, we'll come back to her. I was trying to get Connie on the line because I wanted her to, you know, give her, support her and her show. Shout out to Connie, man. She's doing something that a lot of women, you know, a female producer, and she's working with these independent artists out here. You know, trying to give them some shine, making the reality show Rising Stars. I wish her much success. But we went in a little bit on Facebook today about this. I think that was a pretty tame conversation. I did good. 904-891, you're up next. What's poppin'?
What's up?
What's going on? Who's this?
Nish.
Well, how you been?
Oh, great.
Well, thanks for calling the show.
For sure.
Episode 256. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Why people hate love. What do you think about V-Day, Nish? What are you feeling?
You know, I'm feeling like this. If you don't have something, that's when you complain about something. So, you know, like Connie was saying, there are people who are a little upset because their situation isn't quite like they want it to be. So, you know, misery loves company. I'm hate because I know there's somebody else out there that's going to hate. You know, hate is a strong word, but you get what I'm saying.
Right.
It's just one of those things. I'm not that person, you know. I don't have that situation, so I'm not going to complain about it. You know what I mean? I love me enough. If I was happy enough, I would have sent myself some flowers just to be like, you know what, Pat. You good at what you do, you know?
All right, so let me ask you this then, because I've asked everybody else so far. I told you, and the audience about how much negativity I saw from women today. Have you been seeing it, also?
Nah, I haven't.
You haven't been seeing it. Hello.
Yeah, I haven't really seen much of it. Maybe I just didn't know anybody who was really that bitter. You know what I'm saying? A couple people I knew just went and did their own thing. You know.
Okay. Well. Maybe you don't, I don't know. Maybe it is what it is. I mean, maybe it's the I don't know. I'm starting to question myself. Is it the people I hang around? Do I hang around a whole bunch of ratchet-ass motherfucking females? I got a lot of ratchet people on my list and timeline and following me and shit.
Hey,
I don't
know. You do stir up some controversy, so it's easy for you to, you know, get all of the comments and everything from everybody. But
yes,
I
do.
You said something earlier. Yeah, you do.
Go ahead. What did I say earlier that you want to address?
You said earlier, you know, I called in on part of the conversation, but I heard you, you know, I'm going to go there. I heard you say something about $100 for a date. And I'm like, well, hold on, time out. Dinner and flowers for $100? Where they do that at? Now let's say they got some Groupons, you know, for some flowers.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Now, here you know what? See, you're the one. It's women like here we go. First of all. If a man spends $100 extra that he just wasn't going to necessarily spend today for whatever reason, he spends money on you all the time. You feel me? If y'all live together, he pays bills to you, whatnot, what have you, whatever. You feel what I'm saying? But he spends money on you all the time. Y'all go out to eat all the time, whatever. You know, it is what it is. You know, this is your guy or whatever, or somebody that you kick it with or whatever, or your husband. If it's your husband, he damn sure spending money on your ass daily.
Right.
So if he's a working class guy, he ain't no dope boy, he's not an athlete, pro athlete, and no shit like that right there, $100 is a lot of money. And this $100 is not, $100 is a lot of money just to say for this one day,
I'm going to take and just do this little bit extra. It's all about doing a little bit extra. He already do for you if he a dude. I hope for. I hope you ain't with no sorry nigga who don't do never do, who will never take you out, who don't never do shit with you. If you do, then that's on your ass as a woman. If you with a normal guy, you feel what I'm saying, and he spends $100, you know, I mean, you can go out, and even if it's goddamn two for $20 at Applebee's, you know, you feel me, or two Friday's meals for, you know, for $30 ticket. You feel me? And then he goes out and gets the nice little bouquet of roses for, you know, oh, let's say $30. We had $60 right there. We still got $40 to play with. You feel what I'm saying?
That's it. And your roses, your flowers going to cost about that $40, that extra $40. And that's all well and good if y'all in that situation where y'all been kicking it for a minute. Y'all go to get y'all together, y'all married, whatever. That's cool. But, you know, on some old initial type date type stuff or some, you know, still in the getting to know each other.
You know what? I just realized what you're trying to do. You're trying to make this about your last post, Nish, on Facebook.
No. I'm not trying to make it about my last post. I'm just saying.
Because you brought up Groupons. Okay, let me give everybody the backdrop, ladies and gentlemen. Pay attention. You see, Nish here had a guy ask her out on a date. And she posted this on Facebook. And the guy asked her out on a date. And he said that, yo, you want to go out to eat? She says, yeah, true, I want to go. And he says, cool, because I got some Groupons I want to use before they expire. Oh, my God. She took high offense to that. She just went in on this guy on Facebook like, how this motherfucker gonna ask me out on a motherfucking date and goddamn use some motherfucking Groupons and shit? I'm like, whoa, shawty. You gonna spend his motherfucking Groupons with whoever the fuck you wanted to spend the Groupons with, but he chose to spend the Groupons with your ass. You still finna go out and get a free meal. What difference does it make how much he had to pay for it? Now, that's the backdrop. That's the backdrop of what we're... Now we're here. Now we're now. And today, Nish is talking about, oh, $100, I mean, that's a little bit cheap. You know, how you gonna swing that? $100 for the flowers and the date for Valentine's. You know what? That's enough for a married guy or a guy who's just meeting you to spend for you on one night on a date for Valentine's Day. First of all, if he just met you, he shouldn't even be taking you out for Valentine's Day on a date on Valentine's Day. You're not really his Valentine's. You know, he just met you. That's not really what Valentine's.
That's cool if you ain't just met. But if we like in still I'm trying to get to know you stage, you know what I'm saying? That still falls along the same lines. We ain't together, but you know what? Hey, we've been going out on a couple of dates. We still getting to know each other. And you happen to ask me out on Valentine's Day because you want to make a statement. Make a statement.
Okay. What kind of statement? I can make a whole bunch of statements. I can say a lot of shit with $100. What the hell are you talking about?
You said you're right. You said we can go to Applebee's and do two for 40, whatever that is. That's your statement. That ain't my statement.
That's right. Hey, so you got a problem with that for Valentine's Day?
A little bit.
Problem with 20 Applebee's and some $30 roses from Kroger for Valentine's Day. Is that a problem with you? Is that not enough for you? That's what I want to know.
You know what? If you're going to do this in the whole vein of Valentine's Day, you might as well do something that you don't do on a regular day. You know what I'm saying? You can do that this coming Friday. You know what I'm saying? If you want to make a statement, this is Valentine's Day, I'm going to do something special, I'm going to treat you special, do something different. Like you said with your girl, make a card. Do something different. Do something that you don't catch on a regular day.
Well, he can make a card, but spending $100 ain't enough. That's not enough. He can make a motherfucking cardboard card out of construction paper, but spending $100, that's not necessarily enough.
You know, it's all about the statement. It's all about the statement. What you trying to say? That's my thing. What you trying to say?
Statement to somebody. $100 if you a working class motherfucker and you ain't trapping in shit. $100. It's a lot of money.
Hey, I done gone out and taken somebody out. I'm a working class chick, and I done spent $150 because I knew that's how much it was going to take to do what we was trying to do. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, you made it. See, now, you know what? You're the woman that Streets was talking about. Hold on, let me open up. Streets. Streets.
Uh-huh.
Yo, you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. My baby crying.
Hold on. I'll come back to you. Yo. He was talking about women like you earlier. You know, you can't put a monetary amount on what's good, on what's proper for a date. It is, if you have fun, and just like you said with your post on Facebook about you was mad at the guy about the Groupon date taking you out. I'm like, yo, it's all about the guy wanted to spend some time with you. He offered to take you out. You're getting a free meal. I mean, what difference does it make if he used a fucking coupon or not?
It doesn't make a difference. I wasn't mad about the fact that he was going to do it. That's cool. You can do it on your own, but you ain't got to put it out there to say, hey, because I got these Groupons I want to use. Okay, you just totally watered down the fact that we were getting ready to go and do something. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to tell me that. You have to make a public broadcast announcement. Shit, we can go to freaking, I don't know, which I got in Atlanta, freaking Benihana Capitol Hill, Capitol Grill, whatever, whatever. We can go there if you got some Groupons. You ain't got to tell me about it. You know what I'm saying? Just slide the motherfuckers in the when you get ready to pay. Cool. I'm none the wiser. I'm thinking we had a good time.
You want to know about the Groupons. The fact that he said,
I don't need to know about it.
So what you wanted is a fake-ass nigga. You wanted a nigga who popped.
Oh, my God. That ain't got nothing to do with being fake. I'm saying, if you going to... The point is...
Had enough money to take to that old expensive ass place, but he really didn't. But he came up with some Groupons instead of being a real motherfucking man and a real nigga and saying, "Yo, I got these motherfucking Groupons. Yo, let's run that. I want to spend it with you." Nah. That's not what you want.
I wish it was just as black and white as you were saying. But my whole point is, when I called in, I was like, "Listen, just like you said, if you're gonna make a statement. If you are making a card and that's the best thing you're gonna do, we're gonna make a card and we're gonna do red box to the house." Great. You just made a statement. You made me feel something different, period. So whether you're making a card and we at the house or you're cooking dinner or we're going out and spending whatever amount it is we'll be spending on food, minus the fact that you just told me you got coupons, I'm cool with that. You know what I'm saying? Again, it's about how you do it, period.
You're still belittling a $100 date.
Oh, my God. I'm not belittling the $100 date. I'm okay. Belittling the 2 for 20 Applebee's date. That's what I'm belittling. How about that?
So what? It's a date.
It's a dinner that we can go to on any night of the week.
Okay, then. Can you go into Applebee's right now with no money and eat? Can you do that?
No.
So anytime somebody takes you to Applebee's and they pay for it, which is not even supposed to be about that. It's supposed to be about, you know, the conversation or whatever. But if he takes you there, then it was special because you didn't pay. He treated you.
What? Just because I didn't pay, it was special?
I can't with you tonight. You're not even... Okay, hold on. Bully Street.
Yo, what's going on?
Yo, she's trying to make, first of all, she's trying to say that $100, spending $100 on somebody on Valentine's Day really ain't nothing. That's really not, I mean, that's on the low end, $100 date. That's a low end.
I'm just saying, by the time you buy flowers, you ain't coming out with no flowers for less than $30. Unless you some straight carnations or whatever. But you just say, I'm going to Kroger. If I'm going to go to Kroger and get you some roses, that's $30 right there.
Hey, $30. And then you have to eat after that. If it takes you out to eat after that, boom, that's another
$50. It's going to be more than $100.
Where does the amount of money come into play at, though? Roses, flowers.
Right.
So what difference does it make if you get them from Kroger's or if you get them from the farmer's market?
It doesn't matter where you get them. I'm just saying, you'd be hard-pressed to say, I'm getting you flowers and dinner for $100. That's hard, unless you're going to Applebee's.
Did somebody have a Groupon?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she had a problem with the dude asked her out on the date and told her that he had some Groupons and he wanted to go out to the place with her, and she was like, oh, she really looked down. She gave him the funny look, and she blasted him on Facebook because he told her about the coupons instead of being a fake nigga and not telling her about the coupons and acting like he got it like that and slide them in the bill at the end. That's what she rather have.
Slide them in the bill at the end. This is our first date. A first impression is everything. You don't come out the first out of the gate like that.
He told you, we're real.
If it all goes both ways, though, the first impression is everything. So if I take you out for a $100 date and you complaining, you trying to get me, too. I'm some shit, too. I'm a nice looking nigga. I'm a ball on crew. So I'm looking at you like, you know, this chick is this or that. She's materialistic. She's that. So you pay yourself out there, too. It's a slow game, baby.
I love it.
You know what?
Stand by, Street.
My,
okay, go ahead. Well, go ahead. I'm gonna let you finish because I got people on. I got other people online. They want to talk.
Yeah, somebody else on the line. My mom always taught me you better not go out nowhere if you can't afford to pay for it yourself, because you never know what's gonna happen. So my deal is, if I'm going anywhere with anybody, I'm gonna be covered to pay for it myself, regardless. That's just how I was brought up. You know what I'm saying? But again, I'm saying bad impression on a first date because it goes back to you're making a statement. Whatever that statement is, I'm not saying, but you ain't got to be a real dude by saying, you know, hey, he's not fake by saying, I'm not going to tell you I got a coupon. Bet, we can have that in another conversation. Say that for another day. You ain't got to come out the gate talking about, yo, my pocket's hurt. Hey, well, then you know what? We need to do something else.
Oh, man. Alright, Nish.
Alright.
Stand by. Don't hang up, please. Don't hang up. I don't even know what to say to that call. $100 ain't I bet you I could take somebody out to eat and get them flowers for $100. No, we can't go to Spun Divot. But hell, if that's our first date, is you fucking tonight? That's my question. You wanna go eat shrimp and crabs and lobster and shit? You must be fucking tonight. Cause if not, I don't even know why you're even talking about going over there. Unless I play for the goddamn Hawks or some shit. 850-532.
Jayless.
What up, dog? Vince checking in. Chainless is in the building. She almost never calls the show. This must be a really special occasion. It must be V-Day. It must be love.
What up?
Love me.
You going in, huh? What's going on?
I'm going in, and it's episode 256. All right. Why people hate love. Okay, let me ask you this. Because I said at the beginning of the show, I saw a lot of people, a lot of females on my Facebook, and it was confirmed by about two or three other people, not necessarily Nish, but two other people said they saw this too on Twitter and stuff. A lot of women bitter, mad, about mad at Valentine's Day. Fuck Valentine's Day. You need Valentine's Day ain't nothing but one day. Why are you making a big deal about it? You need to celebrate love all motherfucking year. One day don't make or break nobody. Blah, 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 blah. A lot of bitterness from the ladies. Did you see it?
I didn't see it myself, but I saw it in the, you know, world at my job where I was. But I think it's just because a lot of people are left out on this day. They don't have somebody that they can brag on and show off their gifts, so they feel left out. So what better way to express themselves than to hate on the next person for having what they don't have?
Okay, but that just because this is just basic human, you know, just basic the way people should just be. You feel me? Just because it is really hate, because what is a hater? Hater is mad and bitter because they don't have what another person have, right? Instead of that person got that, more power to them. Why hate? Why try to discredit Valentine's Day as a real holiday? Oh, that's just some commercial shit motherfucking white motherfuckers come up with so you can spend some motherfucking money. You know what I'm saying? All these other motherfucking reasons and shit to just down the day, but your motherfucking ass sat there and spent $100 on groceries for motherfucking Thanksgiving. Which is, again, first of all, you gave your money instead of giving it to candy makers and flower people, you gave it all to Kroger. Meat department. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You still spent extra on a quote-unquote special day. More money. You cook more food unless you cook, you know, 10-course meals every motherfucking goddamn Sunday, you know, or every Thursday. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Then, obviously, you celebrate a commercial holiday. You wouldn't spend extra on that day, but it's like Valentine's Day got assaulted by all the people. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Right.
By a lot of them on my timeline and shit was women, and I was just like, why the women so mad though? Why the women so mad though?
Maybe they've been hurt and they haven't yet gotten over it, and so to think of Valentine's Day, it just opens a wound for them. You know what I'm saying? It peels a scab off of it and refreshes it for them. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. So do you celebrate V-Day? You celebrate V-Day, why?
Not really, because I'm single, so I show love to my people, but I'm single, but I'm not bitter because I choose to be single. I could celebrate V-Day if I wanted to, but I celebrated, me and my son had dinner and a movie, so I'm not upset because every day is Valentine's Day to me, because that's the way I choose to be, but I'm not bitter.
Okay, so you don't feel like, so you say every day is Valentine's Day, but I mean, you do understand that Valentine's, every day we eat every day, but you still celebrate Thanksgiving. So you understand my point when I say that.
I understand your point, but me being single, it's like, who am I going to go all out for?
I understand that. I'm talking about when you with somebody. If you did, if you wasn't single, I would go all out. Okay, that's what I'm saying. So I'm not saying when I ask that question, I'm not asking it if you don't have anybody. If you don't have anybody to celebrate that day on, and you feel like who deserves that, that makes total sense. I'm talking about if you did.
Oh.
I know people who are married. I had married women who live with their man, women who, you feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Maybe that man is not expressing love to them anymore, or they're not in love anymore, so of course.
And I'm not going to put anybody
out.
I'm not going to put anybody out there, but I actually had someone. Yesterday I put on my Facebook page a post about Valentine's Day. You feel me? And basically, in the short, condensed version was, look, don't let other people, make you feel some type of way about Valentine's Day. Don't let all these people out here, all these dudes who coming up reasons not to celebrate Valentine's Day because these niggas is broke and they just can't buy shit for their woman, or these motherfucking women who bitter at, you feel what I'm saying, who bitter and mad at life because they baby daddy doing 10 years fed and shit, so that nigga ain't here, so they mad about Valentine's Day and shit, and they still love that nigga even though he been gone 7 years and still got 3 left to do, and they fucking up with other niggas because they still love this motherfucking nigga, whatever the fuck the scenario is, bitch. Okay,
don't fuck up,
you know, your vibe or what you feel about Valentine's Day. And I said that, and it was another one of my friends on Facebook without naming the name. She had a real mean, nasty post about Valentine's Day. This shit ain't motherfucking. And she was married. I mean, she's married. And so I said, when I put my post up, she jumped to my post. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck that. That ain't got nothing to do with Valentine's Day, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, whoa, pump your brakes, pimpin'. You feel me? You know, look. I'm saying you sound real bitter. And so I said, you know, maybe, you know, just because it sounds like, you know, somebody may be a little bit stuck. It sounds like somebody might be married and not really in love with their husband no more. You can't go because you got 4 kids. I'm just saying.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah.
Long story short, actually, we went back and forth on Facebook. And that person actually ended up inboxing me today. You feel me? Saying, you know what? You made me really think about something. And, you know, I had to really say to myself, that really is what it is. I really am bitter because I don't think I love my husband no more. But I feel like I can't go nowhere. You feel me? And to me, that was profound. When she inboxed that to me, I thought about, wow, how many thousands and thousands of women right now going through that same thing? They really want to celebrate Valentine's Day or whatever, but they with a man, and they with a man who say, fuck Valentine's Day, that shit commercialized in a way, and that's because they just a cheap-ass nigga, they just don't want to buy you no extra shit. And so you go ahead and adhere to that as a woman. You say, oh, well, I guess it's okay to not say fuck Valentine's. You start saying fuck Valentine's Day when you was motherfucking a little girl and shit, fantasizing and goddamn about your goddamn long white dress and what your husband gonna look like and give you away and what your bridesmaids was and shit. You used to love Valentine's Day. Now you don't like it?
Right.
Because you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of women stuck in that scenario, and it made me realize just how many people might actually be in that situation. And when she inboxed me, I was like, wow. I know she ain't the only one. She just was the only one with enough guts to actually say that to me and say, you know what? That's I think this is why, because we went back and forth. You feel what I'm saying? And she inboxed me. I think maybe that is why. You know what I'm saying? I think maybe that is what it is. You feel what I'm saying? When she sat and thought about it, I was like, why are you so bitter? You married. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I mean, your husband is like some kind of religious person who doesn't celebrate any kind of holidays whatsoever. But goddamn it, I know that's a lie because your ass was posting up pictures of your goddamn turkey on Thanksgiving. So, you know, I mean, and your Christmas tree on Christmas. So it's not about the commercialization of it. Really, is it? Because that's commercial, too. You feel what I'm saying? So, really broke down and really gave that information up. And I was like, wow. But I know she's not the only one. She was just the only one who felt cool enough with me to actually say that to me. But she's not the only one. And I think that's really going on behind the scenes with a lot of these women that I'm seeing post up all that shit. But real quick, let me ask you this before you go. You're a female. What's a cheap gift? Is there such thing as a cheap gift on Valentine's Day, or is it you know, what, long as it comes from the heart?
I think as long as it comes from the heart, because they could have been like the other dudes and say they don't believe in it, and you could have gotten nothing. But as long as they think about you,
is that a reason to break up with a guy, not give you nothing for Valentine's Day? If y'all really kicking
hell
it like
nah.
that,
no,
that's not a reason. Why? Wait. You just said you celebrate Valentine's Day. You like Valentine's Day.
Time is celebrated.
If he knows that, then you don't think that's a reason to break up?
I don't think that's a reason to break up, because you can still celebrate over a dinner. You could sit and watch a movie together. He could take off work that night or not hang with his homeboys that night and just make it all about spending time with me. It doesn't have to be a gift necessarily. You know, just make me feel important to you is all I ask.
Okay, so a little thing made out of Crayola and construction paper at the house, that's good. You good with that? That's all you need.
He wouldn't go there. Nothing. I would rather have nothing than that, because it's like, what the hell are you in kindergarten? What are you in kindergarten? No, for real. Come on,
no.
Crayola and a thing. If it was like a jailhouse card, maybe. But not just no damn, You're not going to give me something that a three-year-old would give me, because you should just do nothing. You know,
you
it's like, what are you thinking?
No. You said as long as
I said the cheap. I said cheap, but crappy and cheap are two different things. You know what I'm saying? You don't want me to cut you no damn make you a shirt, do you? No, you would rather have nothing and rather me just spend time with you, turn my phone off, and just be about you. But you don't want me to hand make you nothing.
First of all. The way it is, and this is one of the other questions, should ladies feel pressure to give gifts on Valentine's Day just like men? Answer that question. If you got a man,
yep.
should you feel that yep. same amount of pressure feel to
yep.
give something?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So we good on that right there. But I said, even in society, it's all even though you saying, yeah, we both know that in society, it's viewed that this is the woman's holiday. So we are the ones expected to really kick out something. A guy, you can go spend $150 on a chick and take her out and do all that kind of shit, and then she can just come home and give you a back rub and a blowjob.
That's priceless. That's
only,
why it's priceless.
Even though you got the pussy just 3 nights ago, and you got the dicks up 2 nights ago, but tonight is special because it's Valentine's.
You're so stupid.
I'm just saying, this is how shit be going on with it, with us, with men and women, in this scenario. You feel what I'm saying?
Do you celebrate Valentine's Day?
Women think that that's okay.
I said, do you celebrate Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I celebrate Valentine's Day. If I feel somebody like that, I celebrate Valentine's Day. I got no problem with it. You feel me? I'm not the guy that's gonna go out and spend $200. You feel what I'm saying? Unless I just hit a lick and I got like. It's so $200 is like $20 to me at that point. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
But you know. Spend upwards
so
in between.
The construction paper and the Crayola is all right with you if she makes you something?
You know what?
Hell no.
Personally, give me the dick something.
Okay. Hey, what? Okay, so she can make a card or a dozen carnations out of cardboard construction paper, and you'd be happy with that?
You know what? I'm a guy. For us guys, the way it works is anything we get should be cool. Because it's really about y'all. You know, it's supposed to be about us together. I'm just telling you how it's going.
The way we want to be equal with everything, you know what I'm saying? Everything else, like the woman work and the woman make all the money and do this and that. I think that it should be equal. You know what I mean? I want my man to feel as much excited about his gift as I feel when I buy it. You know what I mean? I want him to be anxious to open it, to see, you know what I'm saying? Dang, my woman did this for me, or she took the time to do that. I don't just want to present him with just anything. You know what
okay.
I'm saying? Because that's the day to make him feel good. Okay?
True. I totally understand that. I feel the same way. I feel that it should be even, but sadly, Even from the marketing of Valentine's Day, even the way they market Valentine's Day, you feel me? You know, when Father's Day come around, you see a whole bunch of goddamn Craftsman power tool commercials and shit. Nigga, you don't see nothing about anything about giving a man shit on any commercial for Valentine's Day. All you see is roses, candy, you know what I'm saying? You know, just stuff for women. You know, they don't even advertise to men. You feel me? It's and so I say that to say that it's actually at this point it's like a plus if you got a girl who actually feels the same way, who feels like that, who feels like shit. He give me something, I need to goddamn step my game up too. That's actually a plus. That's a plus attribute because that's just the way society is. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It's not fair. It's not right. But that is the way shit be, though. You feel me?
You're right.
And I don't know why. I don't know why it's like that. It's totally not fair. Let's just be clear about that. It's totally not fair that that's the way shit is. You know what I mean? I don't agree with that at all. The notion that, you know, because at the same, because those same women, I've heard say, those same women say, oh yeah, that is right, shit, y'all the man, blah blah blah. But at the same time, y'all want to cry about equal pay and want to take shit to Congress, equal pay for equal labor. Shit.
Right.
If you want, goddamn it, break bread on Valentine's Day and birthday and Christmas, goddamn it, all of the shit. Hell, goddamn, cook a turkey too, some shit. All right. Anyway. Stand by. Thanks for calling the show.
All right.
44447. What's popping?
Big Blizz, what it do, homie? This B-Mo, man. Brandon Moore from Connie's Page.
Ah, what's happening, homie? I was trying to get so many people online, man. Like so many people, you know, not only on listening online, but actually wanting to talk. Most of the time, I have a lot of people who just want to listen to the show and listen to me go ham, especially with the music shows. But everybody wants to talk tonight. Everybody wants to talk tonight. You said you wanted to address Nish. You wanted to address Nish. Nish.
Well, yeah. I mean, what was that? Was she the one that was talking about the associating the price of the Valentine's Day give and
yes,
kind of equating that to? Yeah. Okay.
Nish.
Yeah.
Yes. This Brandon, the brother Brandon says. I guess he got something to say to you about that. What do you have to say?
Well, it's not necessarily pertaining straight to her. I mean, she brought up a point that I've seen today and just throughout Valentine's Day period. First and foremost, what I have noticed is a lot of women want to associate the amount of the gift and equate that to how much a person has for them love-wise, if that makes any sense. You see what I'm saying? It's like, you know, the $100 wasn't good enough, and I'm like, you know, the scenario that you painted at the time was like, okay, like if this guy just first started going out with her, like there is no history that has been established. You see what I'm saying? It's like this is the first time we going out, and the man peeled off $100, and it's like, well, wait a minute, you know, that ain't enough money. You need to spend more money on me. That's kind of what I got out of that.
And that
and
is.
I'm like,
Nish.
I mean, I think you're missing a point there. I'm just saying, like, again, I just figured it would be hard to do what Blue was saying. Blizzard was saying, I'm going to go and do dinner and flowers for $100. For me, that's hard to see. You know what I'm saying? Like, two people eat, you're buying flowers, you're having a drink. That's a lot for $100. You know what I'm saying? But it depends on where you go. If you're going to Applebee's, then you can make that work. But if you're not going to Applebee's, I'm not a fan of Applebee's, that ain't going to work. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
So
I'm sorry, I don't.
I'm not putting it. You know,
I don't either.
I don't want to come down on women today because, you know, if you've been on my page, Blizz, and you already seen how I get down, man. You know, I create that controversy too. You know what I'm saying? And I've been riding all day on this subject because it's kind of crazy how, you know, I don't even think this would be an issue if this wasn't a leap year. You know what I'm saying? If this wasn't a leap year, I believe firmly in my heart that these girls would have been celebrating Valentine's Day and waiting on what they was going to get. But just like you've seen today, there's been a lot of girls that just been like, fuck Valentine's Day. I ain't got no love for this shit, woo-woo. And I think it's because they want to deflect off of the fact that this is a leap year, you know, and this is in writing. Like, it is, you can go and find that out, that this is the truth, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, just because it's the truth don't mean people got to do it. But, you know what I'm saying, it would be nice if the brothers can have their one day. We already get shitted on for Father's Day, and we can't get this one little day on Valentine's Day that comes around. What leap year come every 4 years or something like that?
Yeah, I didn't even realize that. I didn't even, because I'm not even, like I said, I'm not even really into Valentine's, so I didn't even realize that on leap year
it's
supposed to be about us.
How many people didn't know that shit? Or
I didn't even know
they knew it. Some people knew it and just wanted to sweep it under the rug, but like you, like I believe you when you say you didn't know that shit. And I believe some of the girls who told me today they didn't know that. But I think more people knew it that, you know, didn't want to, you know, admit to it, and then it was just like, you know, it just started a whole landslide of bullshit, basically, man. And, and let me just say this right quick. I'm going to keep it all the way 100. I don't buy no flowers. They die. So I might as well just ball up that money and throw it out my damn car window while I'm driving down the expressway. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the point of buying flowers? Like, so that basically equates my love to my girl and saying, you know, my love for you going to die one day. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I look at this. I'm not buying no flowers.
I mean, I do flowers if I think she likes flowers. Some women like them, so they know it's a short term thing, but they just like them. And if that's what she likes, then I will get them. If I know she likes
you, but they like money too. So if you gonna throw away some money on the flowers, you might as well just give her that bread. You see what I'm saying?
So,
I ain't
so,
in the business of doing all that neither.
I highly suggest, fellas, don't listen to Brandon at this particular point.
Oh, yeah, right. Y'all ain't going to like what I got to say, homie. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of shit to say. But I'm going to make it quick because, you know, this is Valentine's Day, and I got my lady in there, man. You know what I'm saying? We gonna do what we do tonight, you know what I'm saying? But I really want to speak on something because, you know, what's your name again, young lady? I'm sorry, I don't want to say your name wrong, but you painted a scenario about going out and everything like that. If this is the first date, granted, it might be on Valentine's Day. We'll use Valentine's Day as an example because today is Valentine's Day. But if this is the first date, what happened to Dutch?
What?
You know what I'm saying? Like, this might not even work out. So the brother got to keep on peeling off dollars and everything just to try to prove himself for something that might not even work out. You know what I'm saying? So I think on the first date, if this is the feeling out process, everybody needs to be accountable for what they're going to do.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of girls don't like that talk right now, but I'm going to keep it 100 because y'all might not fuck with you after the night. But I guarantee you this much. If I go and I spend my money on your first date, and the minute I come back to the crib and I want some ass and the whole flake out, it's going to be some bullshit, man. You know
what I'm
saying? So don't even go down that road on the first date. I expect nothing. The first date, I'm going to come in, I'm going to pay for my hat, you pay for yours. If this shit worked out, we'll do it again. We'll do it again. It's on me, but I'm going to go home. I'm not going to be trying to dance, trying to get no ass out here and trying to talk sweet and shit. This first date is a filling out process. I might not like you. I might not like your conversation.
But you just put, again, you putting the value on it. You talking about me putting the monetary value on it. You putting
the
value on it, too. You saying
I'm
is, dude, if you spend $100, you getting for it. You, the return
you
on investment
nothing.
Is.
It ain't a guarantee. A dude will go and spend that bill, and he ain't going home with no but dry dick. And I'm not saying I'm in the situation to get pussy at the end of the night, but if I do step to a chick, I might be feeling in the course of our date, and then she want to try to fluke on some pussy, the nigga just broke up a bill 50? Come on, man. Sucker born
that's,
every minute.
You just
but
put a value on it. I'm just saying. You just put a value on it. So now you
no,
say something
I'm addressing
about
the value that
has
already been placed on it.
$100 because now you're
I'm addressing
saying,
the value that's already been placed on it. I'm addressing the value that's already been placed on it. I'm taking the value out by saying, hey, I'm going to step up and I'm going to handle my end of this date right here. You handle yours if you're feeling me like that. And then if we feeling each other throughout the course of the date, we can run it again on my tab. It ain't nothing. It's all G. But I'm just not into just throwing away money on some brawl that's going to fluke at the end of the night and get on some, you know, some uppity shit. That's just not how I get down. But I also want to address about a cheap, you know, what y'all might consider a cheap gift or something like that. You know what I'm looking at right now, Blizz?
What's that?
I'm looking at something my lady made me, man, 2010. She took some cardboard, homie. You know what I'm saying? And made me a nice poster board. You know what I'm saying? Like, the guys that I know personally will get hung up on the amount of what you paid for a gift and stuff like that. That's a female move, dude. My girl went and made some poster board shit. You know what I'm saying? And this shit looked dope. You know what I'm saying? And I wasn't tripping on how much she paid for that or nothing like that. It was because she did that from the heart. You know what I'm saying? And I respected her for that shit, man. And I still got that shit. You know what I'm saying? I never went and threw that away or just balled that up like that with something, like, insignificant. No, man, because, you know what I'm saying? That right there showed me that no matter what, I mean something to her to the point where she'll do that. You know what I'm saying? And I wasn't like these other girls that was like, well, shit, you can just give me the money or, you know what I'm saying, I just took the dick stuff or whatever the case was. Nah, you know what I'm saying? Like, the fact that you went out your way to do that took time, that took energy. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate that shit. And I still got that shit in this day, 2010. This 2012, homie.
Well, We had a couple of women say, well, Viz just said, God damn it, she'd rather for you to not, goddamn, not give her shit if you're going to give her
shit. I heard that shit. That was crazy. That shit was crazy. I'm like, nah, dude. Now, I'm gonna keep it all the way 100. I had a bad gift 1 year. This chick that I don't fuck with no more, she gave me a keychain. You know what I'm saying? It was like a regular little bullshit keychain with my initial engraved on it. I got more respect for this poster boy sitting right here than I did that damn keychain. You know what I'm saying? Because you can either go in any gift shop and pick that up and shit, spend that little $5.99 or whatever and shit like that. But to sit down and glue these letters and glue these hearts.
Glue
these letters and glue these hearts.
I'm just saying.
Are you trying to fucking defend a keychain? And you want? Are you talking about $100 on that?
Thank you.
I got more respect
for the fact that she sat down here and glued these letters and glued these hearts on this poster board. That shit meant something to me.
You just tried the hell out of me. You just tried to sit here and defend that goddamn keychain. Something where it was engraved. And you don't. I tell you what.
I'm gonna tell you this much right here, man. I got the best girl in the world. I say that on national radio, internet radio. I scream that shit to the damn mountains, dog. I'm blessed over here. You know what I'm saying? So I feel kind of fucked up when I be looking at these other chicks that can't even take a day to appreciate their man, and they looking about, you know, looking to what they can get and disrespect and leap you and shit and just thinking that it's all about them, man. It's kind of sad, but, you know, it is what it is, dude. You know, I can't really worry about them. My situation straight. I ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Salute to my lady, Kim Briscoe. I love you.
All right. Shout out to Kim. That nigga love that motherfucker. I know some of y'all motherfucking women jealous as hell, shawty. Jealous as hell. That man got on in there and said, I love her. Fuck that. Every day I got to prove my love to you. Shouts out to Brandon for calling into the show. Shouts out to Nish. You feel me? Hold on. Let me see if Michigan girl can talk. Michigan girl. Hello? Hola. Michigan girl. She can't talk yet. Okay. I thought she could talk. All right. All right, episode 256. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, episode 256, Why People Hate Love. I went on a rant earlier, and it wasn't because, you know, I got something against women or whatever, you feel me? And I'm not one of the biggest Valentine's Day guys. You feel what I'm saying? You know, but I just felt like it was too many women that was just bitter. You feel what I'm saying? And I just wanted to address it. You feel what I'm saying? Not because, you know, I'm the most romantic guy ever. I'm not. I'm really not. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I'm not even really sensitive, for real. But the thing about it all was, I just felt like, as a guy, I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna put you ladies up on game. I don't know if you know this or not. Even when niggas try to tell you they want a street bitch like that, at the end of the day, they want a street bitch so they can pimp and, you know what I'm saying, make her do whatever that's down to do that gangster shit if he in that life or whatever. And, you know, you may need a chick to be like that. You feel me? A heartless bitch is good to have on a team, for sure. Not for your woman, though. And what we will take note of is a woman who makes a day that's supposed to be about love. Because in a relationship, let's just be real. In a relationship, you know what I'm saying, y'all are supposed to be the sensitive ones. Y'all are supposed to be the lovey-dovey motherfuckers. You feel me? And we wanted a cold-hearted, don't-give-a-fuck-ass motherfucker, goddammit. Hell, you know. Shit, nigga, this nigga need to goddamn go to prison. Get him a boy. I don't want a motherfucking heartless female. And no man, not stupid, silly-ass, ignorant-ass nigga, young nigga, I hell feel like he gonna goddamn really become the next Nino Brown. No man really wants a woman who ain't lovey-dovey who don't understand, you know, the importance of love. You feel me? That's what we have y'all for. You feel me? That's what y'all there for. To make up for that gap that we don't have. You feel me? Because we normally don't have enough love to make the right decisions in a lot of scenarios and stuff. That's what y'all there for. Y'all are supposed to compliment us. Y'all are supposed to be that extra love and all that kind of extra emotion that we don't have. When we have kids and shit, and the little motherfucking goddamn boy gashed the fuck out his motherfucking knee. And I said, goddamn it, get out of here and stop crying like a bitch. You know, it's like, dang, that's my baby. You supposed to, oh, you know, you supposed to, you know, tell me, goddamn it, we need to clean him up. Go grab him, go hold him. You supposed to tell me that. Even when I say, nigga, get your ass up, don't cry like a little bitch. That's, you're the yin to our yang. It's your purpose. All right? You're not supposed to be like us. You're not supposed to be as unemotional as us. Thus, hello. When you act like you don't give a fuck about the day that signifies love, that's not attractive. That ain't, a nigga might say, yes, yes, true bitch, yeah. That same nigga gonna be the same nigga that goddamn shortchange your ass consistently if y'all was to ever get together. You know what I mean? You feel me? To see a guy say shit like that, you like, he a nigga. It is what it is. You feel what I'm saying? But to see a female take that stance, you feel what I'm saying? You know, we're like, I don't know, Shawty. Can we trust her with them? Can she have my babies? Can I trust her with my babies? Can I? She don't give. I mean, she seems a tad bit heartless. We don't really want heartless chicks. Sorry, ladies. Sorry for all you ladies who thought that was cute today. My bad. I didn't mean to spoil your parade. Not so much to us. Not so much. Sorry to break the news to you. I know all them trill niggas who was saying that shit, posting it up, and you was like, hell yeah, you feel me? And that nigga posted that shit on Facebook like, man, fuck that old commercialized shit, man. Whoever was around here celebrating some old bullshit a white man made or spending the extra bread for that bullshit, man. I love my girl every motherfucking day. I ain't got to show no special day. And you going on this motherfucking nigga posting, retweeting that shit. You damn motherfucking right. These niggas crazy. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, bitch. Good luck with that. Now, you may not believe what I'm saying to you right now. And if you don't, you're probably going to be with old nothing-ass nigga probably for the rest of your days, because you're probably a nothing-ass bitch. But that's neither here nor there. I'm talking to the women. You ratchet hoes, step to the side. You're going to be what you're going to be anyway. You're going to do what you do anyway. There's no help for you. I can't help you. I already had the ratchet show. I can't help you. I tried. You didn't listen. I can't help you, bitch. You're done. But to my women, to my ladies, to my queens, trust and believe. We watch for stuff like that. We peeping that out. You're the female. You're supposed to be the one to harness love in the relationship. Yet you're steady bashing the day that signifies love. Hello. You don't think guys take note of that? The guys that you want to actually be with. Like I said, the niggas who just going to be what they're going to be, and they're going to be niggas forever, and they're never going to grow out of being a nigga and become a man. Well, you know, hey, what are you going to do? You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, then, you know, you wonder why you're 30-something years old, and you know what I'm saying? You know, you got, you know, three kids and three baby daddies, and you know what I'm saying? You're not understanding where you went wrong. Let me help you out. Kill your motherfucking self. That's what that meant. All right? You feel me? Now, you can listen to what I'm saying and take heed or ignore it. It doesn't matter to me. You feel me? I plan on having a good Valentine's Day. Oh, yeah. Show's gonna be over soon, baby. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Michigan girl. Michigan girl.
What?
Talk, yeah.
Later on.
What you doing?
Hey,
internet
radio. Ain't nothing they miss.
That's
what I'm doing.
Uh-oh. I wanted to get your opinion, and I had to get Connie on because I wanted her to talk. Well, you can't give me 5 minutes. I'll be quick.
Hold on. Let me get to it. I was all in the. Oh, what? Okay. Hurry up. What?
You ain't even really doing what? You know what? That was a test. Whatever it is you're doing, if you can walk away from it that easy, you weren't doing shit. Okay, anyway, we're back to the show.
You said 5 minutes. Y'all know what I was doing. Don't worry about what I was doing. Let's go. 5 minutes.
Do you celebrate V-Day? Celebrate V-Day?
Yes.
Celebrate V-Day? Yeah? You like
yes.
it? What do you think? What do you... Let me... Hum what?
I like it. I mean, it's okay.
It
is what it is.
Okay, let me ask you this right here then, real quick. Okay. Did you see a lot of women being bitter about Valentine's Day today?
I see a lot on Facebook. I did notice some negative comments after I posted something, and I was kind of trying to figure out what the heck was going on with that. But for the most part, I didn't see just a whole lot of negativity on my timeline. But that could be because everybody on my timeline act like they halfway damn in love all the time or half booed up or whatever. So they pretty much probably had a good Valentine's Day or either they just not bashing Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that the people who do bash Valentine's Day, do you think that they mostly are people who've been hurt in the past or something like that right there?
Probably, because very few people that just, I think it's probably hurt or maybe they lonely, maybe they don't have anybody to share Valentine's Day with, you know, that's probably why they bash it off. I mean, very few people, or at least I would say very few women are just born and raised to, like, not like Valentine's Day. Something has to have happened where you just feel that way about Valentine's Day.
My thing is, if they feel that way about Valentine's Day, and if they know what Valentine's Day means, then they feel that way about love in general. I don't know if that's necessarily fair to say, because some people are going to say, man, you can't say that. That's how you feel. I mean, that's just a bullshit holiday somebody made up, and they just commercialized to try to make money. But, I mean, I see them same people celebrate Christmas. They celebrate their birthdays. They celebrate, you know, they celebrate Thanksgiving. You feel me? All kind of other shit. And I'm like, that shit is just commercial. They take their kids trick-or-treating on Halloween. I'm like, what the fuck is the difference? I don't understand. Help me out. But anyway.
I mean, I don't understand the difference either. I mean, I've had Valentine's days where I was single or still am single, but, you know, and I've had Valentine's days where I was with guys that claim they don't celebrate Valentine's Day, but I never went around bashing Valentine's Day. I was always happy for other people. Hey, if you happy, I'm happy for you, but that's just the type of person I am. I was never one of those evil, mean, mad people just because I didn't have somebody.
Did you feel some type of way? Did you feel like the guy? Did you feel some type of way about the guy when he didn't celebrate Valentine's Day? Did you feel like he loved you less, or did you feel like he was being cheap? What was his reason for not doing it? What was his reason?
You know, I had a guy that was like, "Oh, I just, you know, don't believe in Valentine's Day, and it's commercial, blah blah blah, whatever." And I was like, "Really? You know what's going? You know?" And I kind of thought it was cheap, but, you know, he did things at other times, so I was like, okay, maybe he really just don't, you know, believe in Valentine's Day. I mean, he was, you know, he wasn't one of those guys that never did anything for me. He just refused to celebrate Valentine's Day.
Did he celebrate Thanksgiving and Christmas?
Yeah. So, and
well,
that's
there goes that theory.
That's the part that made me think, okay, you just don't want to celebrate one day because people are telling you that this is a day where you should do this or whatever. You know, to me it was just like, okay, you just don't want to because everybody says you should. You just want to buck against the system, but you celebrate all these other holidays. So it was kind of like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Right. That's my whole thing. I mean, I was just looking at, and I went back and forth on a couple of different posts today with people who they say they don't celebrate Valentine's Day, but nigga, I seen you with a big ass, you posted 30 pictures of your whole Thanksgiving meal, all your Christmas gifts and all kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Y'all was at the club getting fucked up for your birthday. All that shit is commercial. Who said it? Who said it? Who made it all right? Who said you need to celebrate your birthday? Nobody said that. It's another day. Shit, you was born. Okay,
now,
man.
To me, my birthday is a bigger deal to me than Valentine's Day. Like, some women, Valentine's Day...
I mean, Valentine's Day is a big
saying,
big
some people have their, you know, some people have their thing. Like, there's, like, you ask, did I think he loved me less? Some women judge how much they man love them based on Valentine's Day. I'm not that.
I didn't say you should know.
That female.
Yeah,
well, I didn't say you said they should. I said some women do. I'm just saying. So some women will take Valentine's Day and say, "Oh, if he really loves me, he'll do this, he'll do that."
But this, my,
I'm
this
just
my
saying
thing.
That some women do that.
This is my thing. If you know, if you let's say you do got a girl, you feel me? And you know, she don't really give a fuck about Christmas and her birthday. Yeah, you could do it with something, but Valentine's Day, she loves Valentine's Day ever since, and you know that. But you say, well, I don't fuck Valentine's Day like that. But you know that's your girl. You decided to be with her. You done seen that she loves Valentine's like that. Then, nigga, you, it don't matter what you think at that point. It don't matter what you think at that point. You got to celebrate it. All right? All right, I'm going to let you get back to what you're doing because you're something in my ear.
Okay, yeah, I was trying to, you know, do something else. All right.
All right, 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. 347-934-0966. We got 15 minutes left in the show. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. 15 left in the show. And I've been going in tonight. You feel me? I went in on about a host of things. Shout out to all my callers that have been on the line. The phone lines are still popping. If you want to give your opinion about Valentine's Day, answer the questions. Question number one, do you celebrate Valentine's Day? Why not? Do you think most people bash Valentine's Day have been hurt in the past? Or because they're angry or alone now. If you give gifts on Valentine's Day, what's a good gift for you? And what's a bullshit gift? We had somebody say that, you know, they'd rather somebody not give them anything if they're going to give them a cardboard heart. Then we had one guy say, shit, girl gave me some shit she made out of cardboard 2 years ago, and I love it. I still got it, y'all. You see what I'm saying? I don't know. Hold on, 850-527, what's popping? Who's this?
What's up, man? T. Lewis, man. What's going on? Can you hear me?
Got you, homie. What's up?
Chilling, man.
Chilling. Episode 256. Welcome to the show, homie. Thanks for tuning in. Why people hate love? Let me ask you this off the top that I asked, the first question I asked everybody. Did you see the hate from the women today? Or did you miss it?
I seen some on your page. Yeah, I seen some on your page, but I saw more of it at the job more than anything else, to be honest.
What happened at the job? What kind of hate was you seeing for V-Day at the job?
Yeah. Tell the truth. You know what? I seen hate on both men and women's side, man. Most of the guys on my team, because, I mean, I can't say black women, because I heard something, the statement with black men, but, you know, I'm out here in Arizona, so it's mostly white folks. So, I mean, I heard cats, like, hating. I heard dudes talking about they ain't getting their wife nothing because she been treating me like shit for the past 2 months. So, why am I going to get her something?
That's different, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm glad you brought it up, T. Lewis. Point case, people. Valentine's Day is not meant to be a fix all day. You feel what I'm saying? If you've been fucking up, you got caught with another bitch or whatever's going on. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I think sometimes people try to make Valentine's Day, you know, because it comes at the beginning of the year. It's right after New Year's. You know, you made some resolutions about some things. You're trying to fix your relationship and all that. And then Valentine's Day is like a month after that. And you kind of, you know, you was fucking up all last year. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? And now you're trying to fix it all right now. But that's not really what Valentine's is about. Valentine's Day really, to me, I'm not a Valentine's expert from what I understand. It's supposed to be like celebrating the love y'all already have. If y'all already mad at each other and don't halfway speak to each other any motherfucking way, and y'all only fuck one time a month, well, fuck Valentine's Day. You right. You know what I'm saying? The day's really not for you because, nigga, you're not feeling love. You ain't getting love, so you can't give love. I think it's for people who really consistently show each other love like that, and then they highlight it on that day. More so than just, you know, showing love just because you're together. You feel what I'm saying? If you want
to... That's pretty much how I look at it.
Yeah.
Much.
That's how I feel about it. You feel me? But I could be wrong. I could be wrong. Who knows? I'm not the love guru over here or nothing. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, I got two baby mamas and shit. You know what I'm saying? Two kids and two baby mamas and shit. I'm single. You know, I'm a bachelor. I'm over by myself. I can't be the love doctor and be by myself with two baby mamas. It just don't work like that. It just don't work like that, y'all. I can't be him, but I can give you the real. That's what I've been doing all night on the show. All right, next question, homie. Do you think that most people that bash V-Day, do you think it's because they've been hurt in the past or because they angry alone right now? Like you said, the guy, he ain't celebrating that shit because motherfucking she ain't been right. Shit ain't been right.
Yeah.
So fuck it. Which one you think, though?
It's hard to pick one. To tell the truth, I think if I had to pick one, I think a lot of them just bitter.
But why they bitter though? Why? Is it because they? Is it because somebody hurt them in the past, or what do you think?
It could be that, but most of the time that I look at it though, to tell the truth, when I hear these women talking about this dude dogging them out and stuff like that, my problem is when I listen to them talk, half the time they knew anyway. So man, something wrong with your selection process. So since you want to be bitter about everything, so but you know. Some of the bitterness come up because they've been hurt and they see another chick being treated well by their dude. And then the first thing they say, nigga probably cheating on her, got another chick on the side anyway. So, you know, it's like, man, come on. I mean, you take it for what it is. You ain't got nobody. Go ahead and stay bitter by yourself. Don't spread it around. You know, go home. Get your bottle of cotto, whatever you drink when you get by yourself at home, and then just lay out. Don't spread it around or what?
I guess so, man. I don't know. It just, to me, I felt like people, more so this year, and I mean, I've been on Facebook and social networks and shit, internet, long enough, but to me, I don't know what it was about this year. And I mean, the only reason why I'm having this show is because of the shit I've seen on Facebook and Twitter, and like I said, maybe it's just people that I have on my list, you know what I'm saying, on those social sites, you feel me?
Yeah.
I've just been seeing a lot of people just, not just going quietly into the night with it, you know what I'm saying? Well, I ain't got nobody, but it's all good. Let everybody who got somebody be. No, it's like, fuck Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I've been seeing a lot of fuck Valentine's Days, and I'm like, why though? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, why? I know it's commercial. I'm not one of these guys who say go out and just, you know, but I mean, a little something. You feel me? I'm not saying go out and spend. I think spending $100 on it is over the top if you're a working class guy. You know, you kind of making it, you know, check to check type shit. You feel me? You know, or a little bit better than that. You know, you lower middle class like most of America. You know, you lower middle class is where most of America is. You know, upper middle class, $100 is nothing. But lower middle class, where a lot of people, you know, that a lot of my friends are, people that I grew up with in the hood and shit. You feel me? You know, $50.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's good. You still can get a lot and show. You know, you can be creative with the $50. You ain't got to go just get, you know, the regular shit. You can piece some shit together. You know what I'm saying? But still, I just felt like some people was like, fuck it all the way around. I'm like, so many, and I can see if those people said, fuck all these holidays, fuck Thanksgiving and Christmas and all that. But now, motherfucker, your ass took your kids trick-or-treating on Halloween. You ate four plates of food on Thanksgiving. You goddamn had a Christmas tree picked up, and now it's fuck Valentine's Day. Get the fuck out of here.
Right.
I ain't buying that
shit.
You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Yeah, that $100, though. I don't think your girl Nis going to agree with that, though.
I told you what the backdrop to that story was. You know what I'm saying? That's why I told the whole story. Because she tried to play, but that backdrop story would really expose what Nish was talking about. She just mad because, you know what I'm saying? He said he was a real nigga. I'm like, yo, I got some Groupons. You want to go out to eat? I want to go out to you. I want to use them. You want to go with me? And she's like, wow. You know?
Yeah.
I'm a cheat with you and use Groupon? Nigga, it, what difference do it make if he slid them in the. You feel what I'm saying? Like, if he slid him in the check, that whole shit.
I get what she's saying. I understand what she's saying. But at the same time, if the dude, if he didn't at least think you was cool enough to even invite out to a dinner.
Right.
That's
the whole
thing.
That's
the whole point of the whole thing.
He
was tall enough for you to ask you whether he had Groupons or not.
He had to ask your ass. That's the whole point.
Right.
He didn't have to ask you. Appreciate that. Shit. Damn it. Go sit your ass down and eat a free meal. You know what I'm saying? Listen to the game. Let's see what he got. Let's see what homie got.
I think it was a perception. I think that's what it was. It was funny. I know it was funny though. It had me laughing over here though. I was tripping. I was like, man. You know the Groupon. Groupon be saving lives sometimes. They just don't know.
Right.
That light bill can cut off.
Right. I don't know what the fuck is up with that. All right, next question. What you think is a bullshit Valentine's Day gift? What is a gift? And you know what? The homie Brandon put me up on game, because like I said, I'm not a big Valentine's Day guy, but I'll do it, but I'm not, I haven't, you know what I'm saying? I'll do it if I got it, and if I'm cheating with somebody like that, I'll do it. You feel me? It's no big deal. I'll spend a couple of bucks. It's nothing. You feel me? Because, I mean, like I said, the amount of money that I spent, I mean, shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I party, so I fuck that money off. I fuck off $50, but I just, $50, and I'm not even rich, but I will fuck off $50 on the silliest shit So I can't justify not spending $50 on somebody that I care about. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When I off $50 so much on fuck shit. You feel what I'm saying? Shit that
yeah.
is hopeless. You know what I'm saying? I'm like $50. You know what I'm saying? And there's so much you can do with $50 with Valentine's Day. You don't even have to spend $100. You can still show somebody like, y'all, you know what I'm saying? This, you know, it was really the gesture, but you can still put a nice little gift together for $50. And I fucking, like I said, I fucking take a shot and stick it up a stripper's ass in, like, in no time. That's $50 right there. One shot of Patron and two dances and goosebumps. And I'm done. I'm done. You know what I'm saying? I'm done at that point. That's $50. You know what I'm saying? So, shout
yeah.
out the street. But still, my point is, you know what I'm saying? So I can't justify not spending $50 if I like them like that. That's crazy as fuck. That's just being a cheap
yeah.
ass. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
I don't, as far as the cheap gift, my thing is, you don't necessarily have to put a dollar amount on it, but as long as it's
right.
a quality gift. I mean, you could tell if somebody, like, they didn't spend a lot of money on something, but if it was a lot of time and effort put into it to get that for somebody, you can tell. So, you know, I mean, I'm like you, right? If I genuinely care for somebody, I'm not going to, you know, just get something like an engraved keychain, you know, and be like, you know. Like I heard earlier about the engraved keychain, I'm like, you can get that for $5.99. I mean, man, anybody can go buy that on a vacation or something like that in Jamaica or something like that. They engrave keychains anywhere you go, pretty much.
Right.
Vacation.
Right.
So, man, long as it's a quality gift, well thought out, I mean, I'm cool. So.
Okay. And this goes to the fact that it's leap year. Should women, should women feel pressured? Like I was telling about leap year, I didn't even know that leap year was a year that we're supposed to get the gifts on Valentine's and it's supposed to be all about us. Because I ain't seen not one motherfucking commercial with a bitch going to Jerry. Jerry commercial all year. So I don't even, the whole leap year and it's supposed to be about us shit just totally just missed the hell out of me. I missed all that.
I didn't even know that until your boy said that though.
Right, somebody told you. He said he was talking about it earlier, and I was like, what? I missed that. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I mean,
yeah.
You feel me?
I missed that memo.
I'm a little upset at this point because you know I feel like I might have got fucked over just a little bit. No, I'm just
exactly.
I didn't know that though. I didn't even know leap year meant that it was supposed to be for the guys. But I mean, and that's the thing about it. Society don't even, the way they market today, they ain't even say, ladies, this, I didn't even see one commercial, ladies, you know it's leap year, and with a craftsman's tool shit wrapped up in a bow. Nothing. They didn't even tell us.
Yeah,
he went to Jared. See how they do us, dog? You see how they do us, man? They do us dirty, homie. They do us dirty. I swear. All right.
That's what it's saying in the Bible. Niggas come from the dirt. Dudes come from the dirt, so they gonna get treated like dirt, I guess. So, you know.
Indeed, homie. Indeed. I know. All right, man. Thanks for calling into the show. I got to get ready to wrap it up. We getting ready to go off the air. All right?
Yeah, man.
All right. Stand by. So, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are at the end of the show, episode 256. Why people hate love? I don't know. Maybe they mad. Who knows? Maybe they ain't got nobody. I don't know. But I just know that as a woman, it's not attractive. It's not attractive. It's not attractive to show that much hate to a day that's supposed to be about love. We don't want you. You're a little bit too bitter. You got some issues. We're going to keep it moving. All right? I'm trying to help you. So I gotta hurry up and get off. I gotta go cuss the motherfucker out on Facebook. I see now. I'm gonna have to cuss the motherfucker all the way out. Yeah, I try to be nice. I try to be cordial. Now I see I'm gonna have to cuss the motherfucker out on Facebook. It is what it is. They pushing me. They making me do it. I didn't say anything. They said something. I said something. They went back. And now they're making me cuss them out. Well, they fucking went. 347-939-6000 to the show. But then again, the show's about to be over, so I'm finna give you guys the deuces. Thanks for calling in. And before I go, I leave you with this. If you don't celebrate Valentine's Day because you're a cheap ass,
get your shit together, man. And ladies, it's a leap year. All right. But, you know, I know it's commercialized, but so is Thanksgiving. So is the rest of these other days that we celebrate. So, you know, a little somebody that you got a little love for, man. It's no big deal. Don't make you a punk. Don't make you a thirsty hoe or none of that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. You feel me? I'm not the most romantic guy or emotional guy, but I get it. I understand. All right. I'm going to leave you with a song. This is my homie Mark Dickinson. Give It To You. Featuring yours truly. I'm going to let this ride out, and then we're going to end the show at the end of that. So you can just ride out now. Holla! Deuces! Oh, yeah, so, like, the end music was supposed to be queued up, but it wasn't. That's my fault. Later.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.